Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. I hope you're all having a lovely week and I hope you're all doing well. And I'm excited about this episode. It's with Maddie Smith from MTV's Wild and Out and Maura Faye from the Two Johnnies podcast. And we absolutely just had the crack. These girls are great. If you're not from Ireland, we had fun. But yeah, it was loads of fun. And we chatted about the difference between orgasming, coming and squirting and how we weren't really sure what all of those terms were. So we talk about that. And we also talked about the different styles of sex. So like the difference between porn and then what we called vanilla style sex. And also birth control, actually, and how it affects us and what we like and what we don't like. So yeah, that was pretty much what we chatted about. And I'm excited for you guys to listen to the episode. If you want to see the video, it's up on the Patreon / The Shift podcast. And with the Patreon, you just pick what you want to pay each month. I haven't done tiers yet because I haven't been able to figure that out or decide what should be what. So for now, you just kind of pay what you want. So yeah, so please sign up. It's every week the episodes will be up there a week earlier. So like this week, this episode has been up there for a week. Also, the videos are there if you want to watch the videos. And then the episodes are just a little longer. It's like just the chats up top and the chats afterwards if we have them. So also every Sunday night, Monday morning, depending on where you are, I do a solo episode just on my personal dating life. Stuff that I don't get a chance to talk about on the podcast or just that's very personal and intimate that just, yeah, I'm just like, I'll just save this for the Patreon. It's kind of like an online diary or / therapy session where I just talk about my problems and issues and the good stuff as well, you know. So the last 4 episodes have been about the past month of dating this new guy, and I've of course already gotten his permission. Every time I do a new episode, I'm like, are you sure you're okay with me talking about this? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. That's one thing that's great about people over here, they just don't give a fuck. So he's like, yeah, you're grand, say whatever you want. So yeah, so I definitely talk about what's going on with us and the personal stuff and like trying to figure out dating someone you know, in the pandemic and when it's so new and stuff. So yeah, so just that's kind of all the stories there are on the Patreon every Sunday. And also previous episodes are like other wild crazy dates I've had in New York that I just haven't had a chance to talk about on the actual podcast here, or previous people I've dated and experiences I've had and stuff that I've learnt along the way. So yeah, I love doing it. It's great. It's great fun. Nice to just talk to myself for an hour every week. Well, yeah, so every Sunday. And yeah, if you could sign up, that'd be great. And if not, just thanks anyway for listening to The Shift as usual. So I'm going to start this episode and I'm sure you guys will love the two girls, and I'll talk to you at the end. So my roommate asked me yesterday, she was like, oh, you do this like sex podcast. What's the difference between orgasming and coming and ejaculating and climaxing? And I was like, I have no idea. And I felt like my whole sexual identity just fell apart because I was like, what have I been doing this whole time? I actually don't know. Do you guys know?
No, I just know that when a guy says he orgasmed, I'm like, stop. That is disgusting. That's not for you. That's the... Ugh.
I mean,
unless he's like
women.
I just came for for women. I don't know, they all feel the same for me no matter what different things I try. I've never
I don't think there's a difference. I know there's a difference between a male and a female orgasm, so like the male orgasm like builds and builds and builds like this, it's kind of like a straight line, and then like The female orgasm kind of builds, kind of midway plateaus, and kind of like, yeah, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Come on, you got to do something better here. And then it goes up and then you come. So, but it just takes a lot shorter time, yeah, or a lot longer time for a woman to come, I think. So,
but yeah, you know, so sometimes you like, you'll orgasm, but you won't like gunk. And then sometimes you'll gunk. I'm like, what was different there that I gunked?
I've never gunked.
Really? Yeah. Ooh. See, it's apparently what gunking is, I've read this, is you lose temporarily control of your bladder. So,
oh,
yeah. So, wait, that liquid gunking is a mixture of stuff. So,
right. It's like,
that's squirting.
Is gunking squirting? Is squirting different than gunking?
Yeah, because gunking is like, and me and my roommate talk about it. So it's not just me. I don't have like a problem. But it's where, so you know, you get wet and then there's wet, but then there's like a thicker wetness, like a gloopy wetness.
Okay. I don't think I've ever gunked, but I also don't think I I don't think I get wet enough to gunk.
Oh, I get so dry. I'm like when the WAP song came out, I was like, yeah, it's my jam. And guys are always like, oh my god, you get so wet for me, and I'm like, yeah, I get wet just walking down the road.
Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah, totally. It's all your hard work there. This is for you.
Yep.
Okay, so I did screenshot something. I searched this morning, but I really couldn't find the answer. I don't think people really know, but there was like, orgasm, the climax of sexual excitement, physical pleasure centers the genitals for some people throughout their entire body. Okay, so we get that. That's like the shockwaves. And then female ejaculation coming, the release of thick whitish fluid from the female prostate. So that's the gunk. And then I'd be gunking. And then the squirting, the release of diluted fluid, which is urine. I can't read, by the way. Urine and prostate fluid from the urinary bladder. So that's the bit where it's a bit wee.
Okay. Yeah.
That's happened to me once. I remember like my last partner, we were doing something, like I was masturbating, he was fingering me, and then I squirted, but we both didn't realize that was going to happen, and we both like jumped, and then we both started laughing. We were like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh my god. I think it's perfectly normal to do that. Like, I did have this experience once where I was with this guy, and I was just so shocked by what he said. We had sex, and then afterwards he was like, oh, it's just so great that I don't have to use lube with you. I was like, what? He's like, oh, you're so wet. Like, naturally, it's like my last girlfriend, you had to use lube all the time. I was like, god, that must be a bit of a passion killer when you have to actually, you know, get the door, open the door, get the W or KY jelly right out and, you know, lube up.
Yeah.
You're a lube user, right, Maddie?
No, I don't use lube, but I know people who do. And I think it depends on if you just go in it confidently. If you're like someone who's like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to get lube, then it's going to be awkward. But if you're like, yeah, we're using this, and you say, and you act like it's what you do all the time, then he won't even remember you used it. So I do think it's more about like, whatever your weird sex shit is, if you just like act like it's the most normal thing, guys will be like, yeah, sounds good. Cause they're so fucking dumb. They're not dumb. They just like, they just want to get their dick wet. So they don't care if it's lube or pussy juice.
But they, a lot of guys I've been with, they're like, lick their hand and put it on their penis to lube it up. But I'm already soaking, so I think they're just used to it. So I'd say it's more common for women not to get that wet. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably why they're like lubing up their dick when they don't need to, for me anyway.
Right.
And it's part, because me and Mike did an episode last week about, and it's up today, but about performance anxiety for men and like ED and stuff like that. So that's why I was kind of thinking about for women, because women get that too. But it's performance anxiety causes dryness as well, because you're just nervous and stressed out. You can't lubricate. Oh, also a bush helps you lube up.
No way.
Yeah. Even just a small layer of pubes, because if you get a little bit wet, it foams it up.
Oh, wow.
It's like a natural lubricant, according to my gynecologist. She has a big poster on her wall. So.
Yeah,
I have noticed when I have more pubes, it's a little more moist down there. That's all I'm going to say. But if it's fully bare, it takes a little bit more work to get that kicking, which some people say it turns themselves on more to have no hair. If they have no hair, But for me, it's like more naturally humid down there if I have more pubes.
I like the layer of pubes because I just don't like the vagina being right there. And then, yeah, you know, like just seeing like one tiny little flap, a little flappier than the other.
I know what he wants. I know. I got kind of long lips. I feel like it's too, I'm like, you can really see the point when I don't have pubes. But when you have pubes, it's like a beard for the veg.
I'm hiding my weak chin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got laser down there, but I still like left a bit because mm-hmm. I just didn't want the, you know, bald turkey or whatever. I don't really, that wouldn't be, you know, it's kind of scary looking. I don't really, you know,
right.
Like a little bit of hair looks like, yeah, it's nice and comfy and delicate, you know?
Yeah, a little pet.
I agree. I also feel like, oh, go ahead, Katie.
Oh, I was just going to say men don't care, but what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, if you take it all off, it starts growing in and then it looks weird. But if you take some off and it grows in, it won't look weird. But you have like 2 days to go fuck a guy when you have no hair on. And then it starts, and then you get the 4 o'clock shadow, 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, stubbly so, badge.
Yeah. Mm. And guys don't care.
They don't give a shit. It's like what you said with the lube thing. If you're just confident with it, they don't. They're like, yeah, whatever. They're just
whatever.
I think women, I do think it's women who put the pressure on women. Like, a guy has never been like, oh, you have hair. They've been like, oh, like I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah. I've definitely, but it's not in like a bad way at all. And I think more the it's girls who have said it before, like, oh, you don't shave. It's different now here in New York because it's gone very pro bush.
Or you're like formative like sexual experiences. If you get one weird guy who says something rude, that'll change you forever. If one guy, you could have 50 guys you have sex with and they all are like, I like your body. But if one guy says, a bush, what are you, a fucking animal? Then you're going.
No, it's so.
All it takes.
It's so
and
true.
It's always like those teenage hookups that like scar you forever.
It's so true. I had a guy over here who was an Irish guy. We were dating and he was like, oh, he said something like how I had a compact vagina. And I was like, okay, I guess that's like a compliment. And then he was like, yeah, like your hair is so like trim and neat. And I was like, okay, cool. And then he goes,
yeah,
but it goes up so high. And I was like, no, oh. no more. Stop. I don't want to know.
I know.
Do guys really care about the appearance of it though? Because like, if you were to ask a guy to draw his, you know, picture of his ideal, you know, pussy,
right,
what would he draw? He'd just be like, I just don't care. Whatever one. Like, they have, they'd be more concerned about boobs and ass, I think.
True. I agree. No one's talking about the appearance of a vagina. It's all tits and ass.
Yeah, and everybody seems, they all look, every single one is different, like, looking. Yeah. I don't think there's one. Same with penises. I love that. The more penises I see, I'm like, wow, they're all so different looking.
They really are. They got different colors, different like veins.
Yeah.
I can find out. I can only want to look at it for like 3 or 4 seconds. And I'm just like, no, it's not. Yeah. It's, you know, I was watching my boyfriend go up to the toilet and walk back again. I'm just like, yeah, there's nothing really. I don't know. I appreciate what that does for me. I really do, but I don't know. It is not a thing of beauty at all.
It's weird, especially when you get into a relationship, and you see like the daily soft dick and you're like,
oh my God.
Like, get out of the shower. It's all,
I must be so soft. I must be a bit of a sicko though, because I like looking at it and I like holding it in my hand, even when it's soft. It just feels like that thing, you know, the thing you had as a kid. I don't know if he's had them in America, but we definitely had them in Ireland. And they were like these little squishy bags.
Yeah.
I just love it. But I also love raw chicken in my hand. Do I? Probably. I like textures and stuff. So, and
it's
I like
kind of like a little stress ball or something.
Yeah. So when I'm dating someone a while, I'll get very comfortable and just like be holding their pee.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I kind of get that though, but like when I reach for it, like I always want it to be instantly hard. I'm like, you know, if you're not hard straight away, as soon as we start kissing, I'm highly offended. It's like, what's wrong? And I don't like, apparently it's quite common for guys not to be hard straight away. It's like, oh, I need a little bit of turn on. It's like,
yeah.
you know, I cooked you dinner. That's foreplay.
I'm alive.
That's good that you're saying so that true. Because Mike was saying, so our last episode, he was saying about like so many guys get performance anxiety, like they get in their head and they get nervous, so they lose their erection. And when girls are like, oh, is it me or what's wrong? It's like, fuck it, now we're never having sex. So like, have you had that experience like where you've dealt badly with someone not getting erect?
Yeah, I have. Well, like, not, I've been very lucky in that, like, past, like, say 5 years, I haven't come across it. But earlier on, maybe in college, I'd be like, definitely was way more insecure. And if a guy had a load of drink, I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, it's because, like, yeah, I put on a stone and, and he doesn't even like me. And I'm just like, yeah, no, it's grand. We'll leave it. Like, because I don't even, I really hate if he like, oh, keep going, and your wrist starts getting sore, and it's just like, no, come on, like,
no,
no. That I'd rather them just call it at night and then try call again it. In the morning. But when they're trying to get you to do all these things, you're like, I'm not a fucking magician here.
Hell no, you should be like a diving board the minute you see me with a no shirt on, and if you're not, then I can't do anything else. I think the one time in college, there was a guy who couldn't get hard, and I was like, all right, let's just stop. And then I think we watched porn, and then he was like, he closed the laptop and was like, I'm ready to go. So I think that's like, you kind of just like watch porn together or something, or like lie there for a second rather than try to force it. Then they relax and remember, oh, I want to have sex.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, though, like when it does happen, just don't make a big deal out of it. Because if you start freaking out, it makes the guy feel even worse. And then he's like, it just won't happen. He'll be like, you know, do you want me to book you a taxi?
Yeah.
And it's the same. So I've heard guys say this a lot, like, oh, and then the girl was like, what's wrong with you? Or like, and then it put the pressure, but they do it to us. So like when a guy's like, are you going to come? You're going to come? You're going to come? I'm like, not now. Like,
yes.
It's the exact same.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, if you want to make a girl not have an orgasm, just ask her about it in the middle of sex. It's like, I can't explain it, but like my head just needs to go off somewhere, and I need to not care about you or what you're doing, and just be completely relaxed. And then you change something up and surprise me, and then it's like, yes, well done.
Yeah, they literally just need to be quiet for a second. Because I was reading, this sex therapist was saying like, oh, the best thing to do is, he used a Times Square, or she, actually, I don't know what they are, but they use a Times Square analogy. So they tell their patients to picture the screen boards in Times Square and just like whatever you want on it or whatever mantra, but just to get you out of your head. So that helps you, because your brain needs to be relaxed to like to orgasm, or like kind of disassociate you from your overthinking. So it's a good advice. But they also said, it was funny because they said in it, like with the physical part, women think that they have to be relaxed and just chill, but they said with research they've actually shown that women find it easier to orgasm when they're tensed up. So actually, if you let your body tense, so like you tense your legs and your arse, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try this on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I think everybody's different. I know it's much easier for me to come when I'm on top, because I can do what I need to do, and I'm not, you know, I'm not, this sounds weird, but I'm not looking at him, do you know, I'm kind of like my own little world, you know, so.
That's why I like behind, because I can just be making any face, I can be touching myself, I'm
that's
like,
true.
They can be going to town at me, it's just like the best for me orgasming.
I agree on the behind, because I don't know, I've been with my boyfriend 2.5 years. I'm like, I don't want to look at you. It's too awkward. we do everything. Like, I don't want you to see my face when I come. And then we have to go back and watch TV after this. Like when you do doggy style, you're like, you can pretend it's like a one night stand with like a sugar daddy.
Yeah. I do hate it though when guys, they have this thing where like you, like they have to make the girl come. It's like they're suddenly like inferior, or they're not a man, or they've done something wrong. If they have to make up, like sometimes you're just tired, and sometimes you enjoyed the experience and you don't really need to come anyway.
I agree with that as well. And sorry, most women, like we open this up with being like, we don't really know what the difference between coming or orgasm is. So if we don't know, how do they expect to be the king of that? So it's like,
it's just different for us, but like still, like don't stop trying. And definitely, I think like women orgasm way easier if you either through oral sex or, you know, using a bit of oral sex and then penetration. But some guys just, they don't do that, or they only do 30 seconds of oral. And then it's like, right, my phone turn. And it's like, down there, buddy.
Yeah. Dude, they literally stand up and they put their dick in your face and they're like, mud.
Apparently it's 30 minutes to 45 minutes to reach like proper climax from going down on a girl. So lads, get your podcast in.
Oh my god, it was like serious jaw muscles.
That's like Pedro Gonzalez has a great joke about that, was it? He said he started reading the Harry Potter series while going down.
Oh my gosh.
Listening to it. But like, you know, I'm sure it's just more, that's like, I'm sure it doesn't take that long, but I'm sure if you're like doing other stuff, it's foreplay. I think women need foreplay. We can't just be going straight to the bank. Not for me anyway. I need like touching and all that.
Yeah. I think, like, there's a combination of the two. Like, so physical foreplay, yeah, all nice. But then sometimes there's, like, mental foreplay. Or, like, I love, like, when I'm out with my boyfriend and, like, we're shopping and he might come up and, like, you know, just give a little smack in the ass or something. Like, you know, nobody can see you or like that. And then I'm just like, oh, God, get me home. Like, so. But it's.
That's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that you definitely need, like, you know, give me 5 minutes of oral before you do it. And it just depends on the situation.
Right.
That's it, really does.
And with like this, sometimes, you go ahead.
I was going to say, if my boyfriend really wants to have sex, but I'm like indifferent, but if we do a little bit of oral, oh, we're kicking. But other times, you know, we're both ready to go from something like a smack on the ass or like a random, like if I wear a thong, like all day, I'm like, I got to get home. And I need someone to rip this off. I think it's because I never wear thongs. So it is true. It's very situational.
Yeah. And have you guys done like rough sex?
Yeah. Yeah. Like not like you're, you know, you're left for bruises or anything like that. Yeah. But you know, like, oh, I put my hair up in a ponytail. Pull my ponytail. Yeah. You know, so like, I don't think I'd be too scared to do really rough stuff. Like, like 50 Shades of Grey would be too much for me. It's just, I don't know, like, I wouldn't like to feel I'm the person being diminished in sex. I would like feel, I don't know, I don't really, I think it should be kind of like, he's making me feel small to boost his own self-esteem. And that inequality would really put me off the sex. I'd be like, no, like, you know.
Yeah.
You definitely can pay people for that kind of thing. Yeah.
You can. If it's not your kink, then there's no reason to go into it.
Yeah.
Because it's a little too real for me. You know, men already hate us. I don't need to be humiliated in bed.
No, me neither. But even like choking, you know, a lot of girls over here love being choked. And like, I like, you know, like grab me for a second. Ooh, but like nothing else. Don't be squeezing. Don't be squeezing.
Yeah.
I think it's like fun flirting with the idea and being all that, but then like I've heard stories of other girls, like, and you know, the guy's like suggesting, like, you know, oh, I'll use a belt. It's like, what? What kind of sick lad is that? No
block, thank you, you know? No thank you.
I'm sorry, but like, that just screams issues, like, you know.
Issues, yeah.
Well, the guy I'm seeing now, we had like this whole big thing, and the listeners know about it, and specifically the Patreon listeners. But it was definitely a miscommunication on what we like in the bedroom. But he had said like his ex would like hit him and like choke him, and I started panicking in my head then, being like, oh my god, he wants to be beaten. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And it took him a few days to be able to communicate properly. I think sometimes men need to sit with it, and then when they do, and it took him realizing what was going in my head, and he was like, oh no, it's fine, that's just something me and her did. I don't need that from you. It's not something I need to get off. And I was like, oh thank god. I couldn't stop. I just feel silly, you know, like, and plus I really like him. I don't want to hit him in the face.
I did like an MMA fight 3 years ago. Just like got trained and got really fit to do it, and I had on my Tinder profile, I had some of like my fight pictures, because I was like ripped and like, you know, not ripped now thanks to lockdown. But So I got like this one weird message. There was a couple other messages, but one message was from this guy, and it was really just weirdly, creepily specific. He's like, "Oh, it's my fantasy to be with a girl like you who could properly beat the shit out of me."
Oh my
and
God.
It's just like, oh my God, like you want me to like punch you like we're in a cage. It's right. Like, you, where is the, like, that's going to hurt. That's going to probably, like, you're going to be spitting out teeth. Why would you?
Yeah.
Much effort as well. I couldn't get off while physically hurting someone. I'd be like, right. I need this hand for touching myself. There's too much energy. I can't be doing that.
Too much energy. And plus, like, at the end of the day, once I come, I'm, like, totally over it. So... Mm. For me, it's just like, let's just do the same thing because it's all going to feel the same for me. And then it's the same thing for me with like eating. I don't care whether it's spaghetti or peanut butter and jelly. Just give me food immediately because I'm starving. Then once I finish eating, it doesn't matter what the meal was. That's how I feel about like anything experimental in the bedroom. Just like get it done.
And so would you guys have like what is like considered normal sex? Because I guess I've been having like a bit of a meltdown this week ever since I heard that, kind of being like, I don't watch porn. I don't know. I'm very passionate and I love like, mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable in the bedroom, but I'm not like a porn star. I'm not like fucking grabbing the comb and rubbing over my face. You know, I don't even, is that porn? I don't know.
I just think like, it's not, so I'm actually living at home with my dad because I'm trying to get planning permission to build a house and I've been doing that for a year and it's driving me crazy. So when my boyfriend comes over to stay, it's not like we can be, you know, boom, 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 right. Breaking down the walls. So I think probably our sex life is fairly vanilla. Like when we go away for a night for a hotel, like we make a big deal out of it and I get dressed up, he gets dressed up. But like usually we kind of get really drunk and then just fall into bed and yeah. Wake up the next morning like, okay, we'll do it now.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm relatively vanilla. I think I'm just too lazy to do anything else. I got bad knees. I can't really go on top. So it always has to be the same.
Yeah. Like, so, I definitely think it's good to try different things and that. But then. Yeah. It's kind of like when you find, as you said, we're talking about food, Maddie, there. It's like, yeah. When you find a food you like, you're just kind of like, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Ham and pepperoni pizza. Yeah, give me.
Totally. And then you try something new and you regret it. You're like, I should have done the pizza.
So true. Yeah. I ate the same salad at work for 2 years. My bosses were like, you should try something else so you can recommend the food. I'm like, I recommend the salad. It's really good.
Exactly.
I will try anything. Like, I can't do the beating thing just because it's like too traumatic for me. It's like triggering just because I saw a bit of that when I was younger, so I couldn't beat someone. That's it. But other than that, I'll try the stuff if they ask me. Like, I've tried stuff along the way that guys have asked me that I didn't even know there were things I should do, and now I like doing it. I'm like, sure, if you ask and you're getting pleasure, it's like exciting. But it's kind of like with girls who don't, but also with porn is like, what I've seen of it, I don't watch it a lot, but I watched a couple of things and I was like, that's not sex. That's like, she's not enjoying that. That's a performance. And I don't want to perform. I want to be real, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. Like, porn is always like men's version of what they perceive as sex. Like, you know, like feminist porn is quite more, you know, it's a bit different. But, and then I don't know, like, I think you can definitely see the guys who are overly influenced by porn because they are the ones that suggest the weird stuff. And you're like, no, that's not what like good sex is about. Like, it's just because you've seen something on YouHub or what's it, Pornhub, it doesn't mean that, you know, they're professionals, honey. We're amateurs, you know.
Yeah, and it's acting. Yeah. Like, real sex is also like intimacy and connecting and like learning each other's bodies. But like, I remember I had a one-night stand with a guy and he wanted to date me afterwards and everything, but the sex was like, he was flipping me around like a fucking yo-yo. I don't know how to describe it, but I really thought if it wasn't for that we were in my room, I would have thought, oh my God, there's cameras, because and the noises he was making, it wasn't real. He was performing. And I was like, oh, he's just acting out whatever he's seen in porn instead of just you know, really being in the moment and being present. And I don't want to be flipped around every 5 seconds. That's how you end up queefing. That's how I'm not going to orgasm. You're shoving air up there.
Right.
Safe.
So true.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's very hard, like, to communicate sometimes with guys about what you want, because some guys, I think, don't want to listen. They're just like, I'm going to do it the way that I like doing it. And yeah, no, I don't really care that you want to change position, or we'll do that position for like 20 seconds. Yeah. And then let's go back to my favorite position. So
yeah,
but you just don't date those guys. You know,
yeah, it's just like totally. Yeah. It's a good way to figure out who not to fuck anymore and who to delete from your contacts. Because if they're weird in bed, they're weird in other ways. There was one guy I hooked up with who was like immediately like pulled out a condom, and my initial reaction was to be like, dude, I'm not ready for penetration yet. We got to do a little fingering, a little other stuff. And then he immediately went soft. He's like, I couldn't handle you like taking direction like that. And I was like, you should probably leave.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He basically wanted to penetrate me without even asking if I was, ugh.
No,
yeah, I think those guys lack emotional intelligence. Yeah. Like, because, you know, of course, like, some guys absolutely love it when you tell them what to do, because it's like you make it easy for them. Then it's like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and they're like, yes, we can do that, and they enjoy the experience so much more. They're the guys that you know, you want to, and they feel, you know, they're comfortable enough in their masculinity as well to be like, okay, I'll try that. I don't need to you know, hold you up against a wall or anything like that. So
Yeah, totally. It is just making it easier. That guy's mental. But I've also had guys who are like not great to date, but great in the bedroom and great at listening in the bedroom, great communicators, but then like couldn't do that in their normal life. Like ability to be vulnerable in the bedroom, but not in real life, which is like interesting.
It's really weird. That actually creeps me out more.
That's like fuckboy, I guess. That's a real fuckboy.
Yeah. Boy. I'm like, because then like, there was one guy, same thing, hooking up, really good sex, and then outside of sex, super weird, like insincere. Oh, so I didn't want to have sex with him anymore because I was like, I don't want to just be emotional with you through sex. And I hate who you are as a person. So this is very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. There is one guy I was with, and his nickname was Fun Bobby. Now, Fun Bobby had like the biggest penis you've ever seen. Like it was absolutely like, you know, people would come up and, you know, tell me, oh my God, do you know Bobby's dick is huge? Right. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, great and fun. And I was with Bobby. But like the reason he's called Fun Bobby, or his nickname is the bungalow, because everything's downstairs. He has nothing upstairs.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious. That's
so
great.
Like he's like, he was a lovely guy to be with and he was good in bed, but he just, like, you couldn't really maintain a conversation with him.
Yeah.
But still really enjoyed the experience and, you know, definitely up there with top 5 best sexual experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah. It is hard when you can't have a conversation, though. It's such a pity. You're like, everything's so great. You're so pretty.
I know. Yeah. But look at, I don't think a relationship, like a proper relationship, can be built on just good sex. Like sex is important. Like I would find it very, I was in a relationship where the poor guy, he was just terrible in bed, and I broke up with him after like 3 months. Like he just wasn't, he was very inexperienced, and like I had to like come up with a reason to break up with him that wasn't about the fact that you're not good in bed, because like I never do that to somebody and like say that, like, actually no, it's just you like you don't know what you're doing when you're touching me and you're really like nervous and it just makes me nervous and then I'm just like panic.
You can't like train someone how to touch you correctly either. You can't be like, the way that you're rubbing me is totally wrong. And it feels like you're a special needs child petting a rabbit. And you can't say that to someone.
I think he just needed to go get more experience and be with a few more women that could be a little bit more brutal than I could be. So
send them my way. No money matters. But he does sound like the like a guy I dated a couple of guys ago, and but I said, I was like, we have no sexual chemistry. And I had tried to train him. I was like, you need to do this, you need to do that. But he was just, but there's something about, like, I guess it's like when you do anything the first couple of times, it's like awkward and clunky. And that's, I think you're so right. They just need to go out, get more experience, because it's just like awkward. And they're like, I grabbed the nipple. And you're like, that's not like, everything feels like they've thought about it before. It's not like, one of the best sex I had, like one of the top five, as you would say, he said he was just like amazing in bed. And afterwards I was like, how are you so good? And he said this thing that's kind of corny, but he was like, sex is like dancing, you know, you gotta like dance with your partner and like read their body and rhythm. And I was like, oof, we were salsaing.
I used to like, sometimes when I'm thinking about like back when I was younger, I used to be thinking like, yeah, guy, train him horse. You have to train him like you would a horse. You know, you have to break him in gently. You know, you have to, if he needs time to learn the moves and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, you know what, some guys are like, same with some horses, it's like they're really going to progress. And then some guys are just stubborn and, you know, shouldn't be, you know, let near anyone. So yeah, guys that are worth hanging on to are the guys that you can have honest conversations. Some guys, you know, like they'll say weird things to you or off things, or they're the guys that like suggest kind of like weird stuff. And it's like, no, like your view of sex and what it should be is so, I don't know, where is this coming from? What stuff have you been watching? Like, give me your laptop.
So true.
I know.
And it's ego as well. It's like taking out their ego and being like, okay, this is what I need to do. Like the guy I'm seeing now, when we first kissed, I was like, because I liked him so much, I was like, oh no, we can't do this. And I was like, we'd drank like a half bottle of whiskey, and I was like, can we just kiss the way that I kiss? And he was like, oh, okay. And so I like kind of taught him to kiss the way that I kiss. And he was like, oh, I used to kiss like that, but a girl told me like, you shouldn't kiss with your tongue. And I was like, you fucking kiss me with your tongue. Okay. And you know, ever since then, he's like the best kisser. He just took direction straight away. And like the change of a kiss is like the way he kisses me now, I'm like yearning for him when we kiss. It's like, it's so good. And it's like, just cause he took direction of what I like.
Yeah. And yeah, the kissing with no tongue is a bit, I can understand why some girls wouldn't like that, but I don't like a lot of tongue, but I like a little bit of tongue.
A little bit. Like, otherwise, it's just like two holes going at each other.
Like fish, like goldfish. I'm not.
Oh, there was one guy who I had like the tiniest little mouth and little tiny lips, and he kissed like a little bird. Absolutely horrendous.
and you know kids are so mean. I said it to the guy I'm seeing. He's Latino, so he has like big lips, and I was like, oh my god, I love your lips, like it feels so good. And he said like when he was a kid, that is something people would bully him over, but that's fucking you know, like in Long Island, they probably have like skinny lips, and I'm like, I wish my lips are like that. I'm gonna get fucking lip fillers as soon as I make it.
It is nice when guys have big lips. I do have one friend who has very big lips, and his nickname when like he was about 14 and he suddenly, Forrest Gump, the film was on television one night, and the character in it, Bubba, has big lips. So like for the next 10 years, he was known as Bubba.
Oh my God.
Like, and you know, teenagers are horribly cruel to each other, but now like, you know, like his lips are like,
I'd like some Bubba. Good, you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Teenagers are so, I was just saying this recently, I never did the middle split, it's a new thing for me, but it was because when I was younger, kids would call me five head instead of forehead, so I just would always keep it to the side to cover it up, and now I'm like, whatever, I'm embracing
whatever.
It took like 15 years
for
me. God,
honestly, if like, when you're a kid, people always make fun of stuff, and then when you get older, your body parts just become a trend. Like big butts are in now, and then weren't in when we were growing up. And so,
oh god, yeah. Like I remember there was one girl who was on our school bus, and like she had like, she was very small on top, but she had like the biggest ass. Like it would like properly take up. Yeah. So like, you know, she's walking down the aisle, it would be touching off seats both sides, and like, you know, like I, people were like, oh my God, it's pity about that, you know, she, her arse is so big. And now, like, you know, she could be an Instagram model if it was nowadays. She could be making like 10 grand a week, no problem. Right.
Yeah, I'm delighted that it's like that now, because my younger sisters, they've always played rugby. I never did. So I'd love to have a bigger arse, and it's something when I'll squat and stuff and put the effort into. But I mean, they both have huge arses, and it looks amazing. They look gorgeous. But I was recently just saying to my stepmom, like, thank God they're in this time now.
Yeah.
Because now that's like the thing to have. Thank God they weren't growing up in ours, because you couldn't. You was like a small butt was cute. And that's just
I think it's just more interesting that men are talking more now about what body types they want, because it was actually discussing on my podcast, the Two Johnnies podcast, about that. I think there was some survey and they asked 28,000 men what their body preferences were when it came to dating apps. And 80% of men said that they would prefer the slender type, but 20% of men were actually like, no, body shape isn't that important to me, which was really kind of like, so men actually like different types of, like one out of every five men. So like, if you're a plus size dater, or, you know, if you're a woman about, you know, worried about your body and, you know, dating people, it's like, well, actually it's really interesting that the media and whatever might make you think that actually it's really important to be slender if you want to get with a guy. But it's just like, it is funny though. Like nowadays that the big butts are a big thing, because my boyfriend's friend was saying that he likes his girlfriend's butt because it can actually, it's really small, it can fit into the palm of his hand. Well, one cheek can, you know? Yeah. And well, it's like, okay. Yeah.
Sure. Everyone's got their preferences.
Well, that's it. It's preferences. Everyone. I do think if you have a big, long penis, though, I do think, I remember one time there was this guy and he had like a really long penis, and I remember thinking, Jesus, if I had a bigger arse now, this would help, it would buffer it against it. You know, it makes sense. Like, I just thought, I'm too flat. It's gotta come out my mouth. I need like something.
That's how I feel sometimes during doggy style. I'm like, dude, you're hitting my organs. And if I had a fatter ass, it would feel better. But it feels like I feel like a skeleton going right in. And it's not supposed to feel like that. And every like juicy girl I know is like, I only do doggy. And it's because they got the big juicy cushions.
I'm telling
my
you.
My boyfriend's favorite part of my body is my ass, because it's big, like it's properly like, I'm a size bigger on the bottom than I am on the top. You know, I just, it's where the fat stores in my body, and it's like,
so lucky.
Jesus. Like, this, like, I remember when I was saying there, I did an MMA fight and I got really fit and ripped, but my ass was still massive. And I was just so disappointed. I was like, I was really looking forward to having a flat ass. And then when I was doing like my walk out to the cage, I only found this out afterwards. I was like, oh well, you know, I'm like a fairly toned, like I have like kind of like a four pack, not quite a six pack. And I felt like, okay, no, I'm happy with my body, it's just whatever. But the guys that were sitting in the row ahead of my friends were all talking about how much they love my ass.
Oh.
And I was just like, why did I want a flat ass? Like, you have like five hot guys there, you know, thinking your ass was nice. It's just, I don't know.
I can't wait to get a thick arse, because I've got really thick thighs, so I can already see how it's going on. And then I'm going to post some fucking photo on Instagram. I'm going to be like, look at this arse. Give me 2 months. You'll see.
Katie, I could see you getting a big ass after just like 2 weeks of squats. I could see that happening for you.
Well, when we did in the pandemic, me and my roommate did like a month of Pilates, and like my jeans are definitely really, really good. And because I never exercise, and in a month I was like ripped, but then I got like a little operation to get rid of a mole on my stomach and I just fucking stopped. I have to put in that. I actually got, had to audition for this thing. They reached out to me. I'm not going to get it, but it was basically be like a comedian fitness instructor. I don't know where they got that they thought I was a fitness instructor. So I auditioned for it, but like, I'm like, you have to talk about like also pop culture, which I know nothing about. So I actually listened to the It Girls podcast where they were talking about Kanye, and I was like, right, I got all my goss down. And so I'm like doing it, and I could feel myself out of breath trying to talk. I was like, I'm never gonna get this, but it was like good money. So I was like, if I do get it, I've got a month to fitten up. But I'm sure they'll be like, shush, she can't even breathe after a couple of squats there.
That's part of the comedy.
For some reason, you're meant to talk about, this is so embarrassing, you're meant to talk about like pop culture. And I was talking about Kanye and the whole drama. And then for some reason, I started talking about Bono. And then I sent it off. And I sent it to one of my girlfriends. She was like, that's so funny, you were talking about Bono. And I was like, oh my God, that's not relevant at all. Why did I send it talking about Bono?
Bono's always relevant. And they're going to say, oh, she's Irish. She's just talking about, you know, herself. Personal. I think you're fine.
Can I ask you, is this thing I was also thinking about, because me and Mike also talked about all the different male contraceptions that are going to be coming out. And then I was just thinking about like female contraception. So like, I don't do the pill because it makes me cry. And then my recent gynecologist was like, she wouldn't leave without me taking the pill with me because she was just like so fed up with people coming in pregnant and stuff. And she prescribed one that's actually really good for like PMS. I would PMS pretty bad, like just for 3 days I feel like I'm like howling at the moon. I feel like I'm having like a mental breakdown, and then I'm fine. And she was like, this is a really good one for that, but I still haven't taken it because I just don't want to. I don't take any. Do you guys take contraception?
I have an IUD. So that helps for that? Me. How'd I find
it? Yeah, no, because my friend has, I've never had an IUD. My friend has had like just horrendous experience with it, you know, like bleeding.
Oh my God, I thought you were saying, how did I find it?
The Americans are so literal.
More like, you guys. I'm like, how did I find it? I went to my gynecologist. And okay, how do I find? I was about to. I was like, Laura, you can go in. Okay, so how do I?
I just broke off a bit of a coat hanger. It's great.
Yeah, you should put some hormones on it. I personally, that's great. I like it. I have the hormonal one. It's like local hormones in my uterus. The first like 6 months though, there was a lot of unexpected blood. So, I had just started dating my boyfriend. So every time he took his dick out, there was blood on it. So we could just get used to like his dick looking like a crime scene. However, now I'm 2.5 years into it. Cannot, no complaints. I don't have any periods. I get like a ghost period where I get cramps and stuff. And then he gets to like come inside me. Not that I ever want that, because like then you feel like a snail for 2 days because you got stuff dripping out of you. But,
but is that what happens? I haven't had someone come in like 7 years.
Oh my God, it's like 2 days later. You're like, dude, it's still coming out of me? That's disgusting. I like it because I was on the pill and I kept forgetting to take it because I have like ADD. So it's really good for people who don't have strong habits or routines in their life. I haven't noticed any emotional responses. Yeah. But I already have like crazy mood swings, but I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, I take the pill. It's a version called Dianette, and it's specifically for polycystic ovaries, which is like there's like little tiny cysts in your ovaries, and you just like you get like hair on your face or skin breakouts, and I would get really bad just underneath my lips, like really that. Cysts. So I was paying a fortune for skincare and treatment, and I went to a dermatologist and she was just like, yeah, I think you should just go back on the Dianette. And they don't really like you taking it taking it for an extended period of time because it can cause blood clots. It's a little bit more high voltage or whatever than your regular pill. But I've been on it for a year now, and I have had like my skin is so good. It's just like, I don't care. I'll take the blood clots. I want spot free skin.
I was on Dianette for 4 years, and the doctor, I kind of was going from doctor to doctor because my family live in Longford. I was living in Kildare, going to school in Dublin, and I was getting my prescriptions all over the place. And then at one stage after about 4 years, one of the doctors was like, you shouldn't be on this for those so long. But I had really, really bad acne, like really bad. Like I still have like little scars and stuff, but it cleared it right up. But I found the Dianette definitely made me look more likely. I'd be sensitive anyway, so any sort of adding and I'm like crying. Found it more emotional. My tits grew huge. fucking hell. And like when I went off it, my acne got bad again and my tits came back, like went shrunk. Right. Now I don't mind. I like my boobs the way they are, but like it was just something that was stopped while being on it. It didn't clear up the acne problem, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right. It definitely it's one that you should be careful by taking about, because I read this thing online that, you know, you don't need to, you can take your pill for 3 months without taking a break. You know, you can just keep taking the 21 tabs and not, you know, do the 4 day break or the 7 day break. So I did that for 3 months. And then I was like, I actually got like a breakthrough bleeding early. And I was like, I'll just give myself a little break. But like I bled for a month after it. So yeah, it was just like, after that, when I got a little scared, I'm like, no, just take Dianet the way you've always been taking it. 21 days, 7 day break. But just goes to show you, don't always believe what you read on the internet and, you know, take advice from your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The worst is when you start taking one and then you start breaking out and you're like, fuck, it's in my system. And then you have to go back to the doctor, get a new one. It's so discouraging.
Yeah.
To like be on that delay of like, you started taking it 3 weeks ago, now you're breaking out, and then you feel crazy because you're like, it's the birth control, and then you stress yourself out more, so you get even more acne and mood swings too.
Yeah. I think definitely there's not enough, you know, people are more concerned about, you know, like contraception, like, you know, don't get pregnant, don't get STDs, rather than like sitting a person down and going like, okay, let's see what contraception works for you and your lifestyle. Are you a sensitive person? Maybe don't go for this type of pill. Maybe go for that type of pill. Totally. Or, you know, I don't, like, my doctor's male and like he's very awkward about having that conversation. Yes. You know, I think you need a really good female doctor who can, you can go in and say, look, here's what I'm like, here's my lifestyle. I don't want to take anything that's going to mess up my moods, going to, you know, exacerbate my anxiety, going to give me bad skin. Yeah. You know, it's because you are messing with your hormones.
You are,
but like it is like nobody wants to bloody, you know, nobody wants to get pregnant, you know, unexpectedly. So I think there's so much more to be done about, you know, having that conversation about what contraception suits you.
Yeah, and my gynecologist, she's amazing, but like she definitely was very strict on that condoms just aren't that reliable. I've always used condoms and I probably I will, just because I'm even though she says that, and this pill she says is Carviva, I don't know, but she said it's good for like PMS. And she was like, just try it out. I'm not going to because I don't want to, but that's just more because between work, comedy, podcasts, now dating someone and trying to do everything, already feel like I'm walking a tight line, that if that even knocks me off for a week emotionally, I just fucking jump off the roof or something.
Totally.
So I'd have to be like gone on a holiday for a month or something before I try. And like, I don't need to, I'll just use condoms.
That's how I feel about shrooms. Every time someone asks me to do shrooms, I'm like, I don't have time. I'm running on empty. And if this goes badly, I'm going to ruin a lot of relationships.
I know. I feel like one of those, this is a weird poetic analogy, but I feel like a cup that's been dropped and then you've glued it back together. And I'm like,
yes.
If a crack comes, I'm gone. I'll just fall apart. Walking around here, stick together with shitty glue. I can't be putting any weird hormones in my body.
Yeah. I have one friend who's like, you know, she's very like into her healthy eating and, you know, only eats bark and, you know, bananas, like whatever, you know, she doesn't eat dairy, doesn't eat blah, everything, like, but she won't take the pill because she thinks she'll be messing up her hormones. And then there's one occasion where she her and her boyfriend had unprotected sex and she was too embarrassed to go with her doctor, so she was like, can I have some of your pills, because I read that if you take like, you know, a packet of Dianet, you know, that whatever, like you don't need that, that just works as good as the morning after pill. I was like, no, because that's dangerous.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. No, no, no. Jesus. Anybody listening to this, if you ever feel embarrassed, you know, go and be embarrassed, because that is better than A, poisoning yourself, or B, you know, having a child in 19. Go get your fucking plan B, your morning after pill. And what happened to your friend who, so in Ireland, we call it the coil, which I said to someone there recently, I was like, oh yeah, no, I've never had the coil. And they were like, sorry, what? And they were like, it was an American person, they were like, that is a disgusting thing to call it. They were so freaked out. But what happened to her?
She just had like really bad skin rashes. Every so often she'd get like red rashes on her skin. like the first 3 months of it were fine, and then I don't know, the coil moved somehow inside her, and like she could actually feel it coming down, and it caused more bleeding or something like that. I can't even remember the conversation properly, but that freaks me out. Like that, the coil, I just don't think, or the IUD, I think they're both the same thing, but just different names. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm a bit like, you know, do I start setting off those, you know, airport machines when you go through the metal detector? Or what's the story?
Plus the guys, some guys can feel it if it falls down.
Okay, so this is what my gynecologist said about that when I first got my IUD. She said, don't even tell guys you have it because they'll think they feel it and they'll get freaked out because every guy thinks he is so long that he's going into your fucking organs. And she said, don't even tell them because they don't need to think that they're, because every guy will be like, I think I felt it. And 99% of them will not feel it unless you hook up with the bungalow.
Yeah, no, that's so true, because the guy who said to me he could feel his exes, actually in hindsight, I'm like, you're not long enough to have felt that. No. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, because there's me thinking, oh, the IUD must be this long pencil in her uterus.
You have to like go really far up to feel the strings, and it's usually like the dick goes and the strings kind of go like this, like they bend around it, so they can't even feel it if they could. But every guy's like, oh, it definitely is. Ugh. So stupid. So yeah, she said to just not tell them.
And have you guys heard about FlexiGel? I think that's what it's called.
No, what is that?
So it's this new contraception, and it's a gel that you put inside your vagina, or the guy can put on the top of his dick. And what happens is when the sperm comes out, when he ejaculates inside you, this gel is like the right pH, or it makes your vagina the right pH to kill the sperm. Now, it can cause like UTIs and stuff, so it's still like trying to figure it out, I believe. But it's apparently just, it just makes your vagina kill the sperm, so you can have
unprotected. Yeah, okay. I've heard of this. I think there's risks. I don't know. I'd rather just either take the pill or be on the IUD.
I would go with the Flexi Gel in the future if I knew that it worked. And I don't want to get UTIs. I fucking hate you. But this is the other thing. If I have unprotected sex, I get UTIs. So no, my future partner is just going to have to be condom forever until he wants a baby. That's it. I've decided.
I quite like condoms. I think that, you know, I hate that, like, you know, come, it just, it freaks me out. Like, I like that, you know, there's a little bag to gather it up, and he has to go off and dispose of that. That's, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of the coming inside me thing.
Absolutely horrendous.
Especially when you're saying walking around glooping out. I'm already kind of gloopy down there.
I know. I'm telling you guys, for the wetter gals on the pod, it will be rough, but it's a gross, guys love doing it though. Usually I'm just like, come on my tits.
But
you know.
What about, so the guy I was saying, he told me like one of his favorite, and I've said this on the podcast, but one of his favorite sexual moments was when this girl, like, he was jerking off after they were having sex, like into a condom, and she like ripped off the condom and got him to jerk off into her mouth. And I was horrified. I was like, oh no, I'm never going to be the best. I can't do that. Now we've since had conversations and he was like, oh no, that was just the first moment that popped my head and I blurted it out. It's fine. I don't expect you to do that. But like, I haven't had someone come in my mouth since I was, because you know, you usually blow them and then they have sex with you. I haven't had, oh no, that's not true. I lied. I did have someone come in my mouth. Oh my God, I completely forgot. My last partner, I forgot, because we didn't have sex straight away. So we did other stuff. And that was the first guy who came in my mouth and like, in like years, in like 10 years or something. Oh my God, I completely forgot about it. I must have just blacked that out.
Why did you hold off on having sex at the start? Was it just to kind of get to know each other better?
I tried to hold off to the third day. I didn't with the guy now. I'm saying I fucking jumped him. but with him, I did. I tried to hold off to the third day, but then I had to hold off longer because I got my inside scraped out, like, because I have that HPV. So we just had to wait. So we just did other stuff. So then I like blew them to completion. But so I forgot about that. Like, usually I'd be like, oh, I'll get them to have an STD test and stuff before. God, I should go get my throat tested. Anyway, oh my God. But I think with my partner now, it was like, just the idea of someone wanking off into my mouth and then come shooting into my mouth. It's different when you're blowing them. You have some control. Yeah. I can kind of jump back. Or maybe I didn't let him. Maybe I just, I don't know. But I just, when he was saying that, I was like, come shooting into the, I can't.
I don't mind, you know, somebody coming on my body like that's grand. But like, not my mouth, like,
you know, mouth.
I want to kiss you afterwards. You
know? Yes, fully agree. And there's so much of it, and it tastes so bad.
Yeah, and he comes a lot, so I'm like, I don't want that. Would be like, I get sick. I literally, I gag when I'm brushing my teeth. Okay, so
I know. Yeah,
I can't.
I think it should be enough that we put your penis in our mouth.
Yeah,
and you should be thankful.
Yeah,
and inside of our vagina.
Yeah, and he's amazing. He is. He didn't expect. It was just, I asked the question, you know, so I just, I couldn't have envisioned that. And then I was like, when he told me that this girl did this, I then automatically, because I tend to overthink a lot. And I went, oh my God, all the women are doing this. No one told me. I didn't know. Is this something I'm meant to be doing? I completely freaked out. This poor guy was like, oh my God, I'm after giving her like a meltdown. But he was like, no. He was like, we'll figure out our own stuff. Don't worry about that. And but then I thought, oh my God, have people been doing this for years and no one told me? Is this something I'm meant to be doing? So
Oh my gosh.
But it's
good. I think that's definitely something that girl seen in a porn video and was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the same girl who like hit him and stuff and choked him and stuff. And like,
if that's what she into, good for her. But
She's probably more like that style, you know, that maybe like that more aggressive. Whereas I'm like, I'm a lover, okay? I'm like kissing their whole body.
Just
tell me I'm pretty and like, you know, take away that needy feeling in me, you know?
I'm like really sensual. Too. I want it to be like, well, like even his face when he said about how she hit him, I like touched his face and I was like, your face is so lovely. I can't hit your face. Okay, well, it's good to hear your responses. I thought maybe all the women were doing it and nobody told me.
I don't know, maybe women are like, you know, you have to watch out for the quiet ones, but I don't know. I'm quite happy with my semi-vanilla sex life.
Me too.
It's great. I just like orgasming. It works. Okay.
It's a job that life is too hard already. I'm not trying to add to-do lists to my sex life.
Yeah. And like kinks are fine. Kinks are great. And I'll get someone on the podcast to talk about proper kinks. I feel like for me, I've come so far with sex that I just think going into the land of kinks would be just like, it's too much for me. I've overcome so much shame and like, getting up like now I'm like fine masturbating in front of guys. I wouldn't have done that in Ireland. Are you mad? I wasn't even touching myself in Ireland. I didn't even know where my own fucking clitoris was. So
yeah.
I think like I haven't really kind of used sex toys or anything like that, but I probably would down the line. But at the minute I'm kind of good where I am, but maybe if, you know, things get a little bit boring, we might go, hey, I'm gonna try this. But
if you do, get it off Sex Shuppa. She's she's the Irish. I used her toy this morning because he was texting me and I got all hot for this podcast. I was like, do you use sex toys, Maddie?
No, we just do the regular old fashioned blah blah blah. But I guess I would try, I mean, like vibrators and stuff.
Yeah, vibrators are great. But, I swear by them.
We're pretty traditional when it comes to sex.
This is great. You guys are just making me feel better.
I think more people are having vanilla sex than we think, but the media makes us and like the magazines make us think we need to like put whipped cream on his dick and suck it off. But
I also think I talked to my stepmom about it, and let's say because my guy now, he is great and he'll be cool with my type of sex, but I was so panicked because I'm like really competitive and I want to satisfy people and I want to be the best. So I was definitely in my head about all of that. But she was saying, I had a chat with her about it, and she was saying more and more young people are going to have more access to porn and not have realistic expectations with sex, or they're not, some of them might not even have normal sex. They'll just have that kind of performance, that kind of wild, that kind of like come in my face and you know, and it's like not intimate or like that, like choke me and you know, hit me and all of that. And like, it is fine if you're into that, but I do think it's really important to have like normal intimate sex.
Yeah.
Not that it's not. Totally. Someone's going to message me and go, that's not normal, Katie. I know what you mean, but my definition of normal before he's fucking DM
me.
I definitely think that, you know, all the stuff that's coming about that actor, Arnie Hammer,
Army.
That's like that stuff he's into is just like, okay, you know, I'm never going to, I'm going to look at you in a different way from now on, buddy.
Dude.
What did he, what was he into? Fill me in.
Like, he was texting girls like, I'm going to, like, eat your bones.
Sorry. No, thank you, pal.
Like, cannibal stuff, beating, stuff that goes beyond, like, okay, that's a kink. Like.
Yeah. There is someone messaged me who listens to the Patreon. So I, like, get really, like, personal on that. And he was like.
Yeah.
Because I was like talking about like, oh, if it's like a kink, I can get more on board than if it's like a degrading thing. And he was like, what's the difference? And I was like, I actually don't know. Like, I think kinks are fine if you're mentally okay. But if you're doing it because you're like you're some guy and you're like feeling low and you don't like the way your wife talks to you. So then you go to a dungeon and get whipped. Like, I think you need to just go to a therapist first. And then after that, if you're like, well, I really like being whipped.
I agree.
Yeah, I just don't think it should be a thing. Yeah, I think you should be mentally healthy and then be like, oh, I also have this kink. Because there's lots of men, like some of my people I know in comedy are like, they're like in the kink culture and they're like really aware of their issues and self-aware and stuff like that. And that's different.
Yeah. I think like kinks are grand. It's like as long as you're with somebody who you trust, like I think it's really important to be with someone that you know, has respect for you, because like so many guys, like, you know, I think sex for them is about them demonstrating their masculinity or proving something about themselves. It's like, dude, I'm not here to, you know, boost your ego. I'm here to have a good time. So if you're not on board with that, goodbye. Yeah, sorry.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's been an hour. Where can guys find where can guys find you? Girls and gals, everybody.
The girls, the guys, the buys can find me at So Maddie Smith on Instagram and all the other media sites.
What's your podcast as well? I love your podcast.
And my podcast is called That Time of the Week with Maddie Smith. We talk current events. Katie Boyle has been on it, to which people said, killer accent. Don't you hate American dudes? They're just like, whoa, she's cool because of how her voice sounds. I'm like, you even listen to the clips?
I know. Yes. I know.
People also said it was good, but there was a lot of male comments who were like, killer, such a good accent. Shut up.
I get it all the time. It's super fetishized. I get DMs like, oh, your accent's so hot. I'm going to
shut up.
Yeah. I don't know. See, to me, like when I feel really self-conscious talking around Americans, because I actually did a semester of college abroad and I lived in Chicago. And one of the classes I did was radio, and we had to record these jingles. So you had all these jingles recording in American voices. Yeah, now on KC Power. Blah, blah. And then I come on and I sound like this little turf man from The Quiet Man. Like, you know, oh God, I'm just going to like, I literally crawled up into the fetal position. Yeah. Was like, please stop playing that tape. But yeah, if people want to hear more of my accent, they can find me on Instagram at moreday11. If my accent does it for you, I don't know why.
Anne can hear you on the Two Johnnies podcast.
Oh yes, I better plug that. Yes, Two Johnnies. So I work with two very funny guys. Their names are Johnnies and they happen to be, or Johnny. So that's why they're the Johnnies. So yeah, we talk about sport, and we call sex in Ireland riding. So we talk about sport and riding. That's mainly the areas that we go into. So
they're the two nicest lads that exist in the world. I love them. And it's so funny because when they came on my podcast, and my brothers loved them, but they're like, oh Katie, oh my God, you have the Two Johnnies on. Like, they were just like so impressed. I actually sent your podcast to the guy I'm seeing now because he's a big podcast head, and I was like, you might not understand it, but you'll love them if you do.
Yeah. We get sent in the best stories from listeners. Like, some of the stories we've got sent in are just like, oh my God, like, you, they, like, they're very bad things, but they're very funny. So
well, that's great. Thank you guys so much for doing this. It'll come out next week. Nice. And I'll tag you in everything. You guys are the best. And
sounds good.
Have a lovely
cheers
2021. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. And please follow Maddie and Moore. They both have great Instagrams. Maddie also, if you do end up going listen to her podcast that time of the week, let her know that you came from The Shift, because I'm sure she'd be absolutely delighted. And then I'm sure all of you already listened to the two Johnnies. Those lads are hilarious. But yeah, go follow the girls. And as usual, if you could sign up on the Patreon, that'd be amazing. And The Shift Jesus, why did I forget how to say podcast there? The forward slash The Shift Podcast. I was trying to say forward slash and podcast at the same time. That's why I got confused. But yeah, or just even DM me for a link. Plus, I post it on my story a lot. And again, it's just pay what you want. You decide for the moment. And what else did I want to say? Oh yeah, if you could please keep sharing on your stories and tagging me and all that. It does definitely help. Like, I do notice when people are tagging that there's more listeners and stuff, or like posting in the stories. And if you write and review, if you're listening on the iTunes app, that'd be really helpful as well. So thank you so much. I'm just going to put you all to work. But anyway, have a lovely week. And I do have, I forgot to say this, I do have like the bonus app coming out with Sex Shopper, which is all about different toys. And I have to get that up this week. And I do have another bonus app with another lad. We just did a short kind of answer of a listener's problem, which I have to put up as well. So I've got a load of ton of extra stuff coming to you. I just have to get on the ball and get my shite together. So but other than that, thanks as usual for listening. It means the world to me, and I love yous all, and have a lovely week. And I will probably talk to yous on Thursday when I get that bonus episode, but when I get that bonus episode up. And yeah, talk to you soon. Bye, have a lovely week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.